Today is the 8th anniversary of 9/11. 8 years ago, 10 days after that tragic event, Terry Gross spoke to poet Robert Hass, and we'd like to replay parts of their conversation today. Terry wanted to know, at that depressing and frightening time, if there were any poems Robert Hass was turning to. He was America's Poet Laureate from 1995 to 1997. He also translated poetry and edited the book Best American Poetry, 2001. Terry called him at his home on September 21, 2001, and he told her he had spoken recently at a memorial service attended by 12,000 people at the University of California at Berkeley, where he teaches. Terry asked what he had said at that service.
You know, I think I said that we were a community of that took its meaning from teaching and learning, and it seemed like the lessons of the last week are ones that I don't know if they can be taught. The courage and resourcefulness of the policemen and the firemen and the ambulance drivers and doctors and nurses were one of the most powerful things about the weekend. I don't know if there's any way to teach people to respond that way. You know, one hopes that one would. That was one thing. And another was that way in which it just brought us up against the mystery of our lives, the way death does, you know, people going about their business. One friend of a friend described on the internet his being saved by, at the last minute, deciding not to go into a meeting because he passed a bakery two blocks away where he smelled cinnamon rolls, which he resisted the scent of. And then when he got to the World Trade Center and was about to go into the building, he thought, oh, what the hell, and turned around and wandered back toward the scent of cinnamon buns. When, you know, reads the stories about everybody, the person who just was phoning a wife and the person who was just starting to trade bonds and the person who was just booting up their computer, suddenly gone. So, finding a language for that. And I had just seen in the New Yorker a translation of a poem of Czesław Miłosz that I had done with him. This is a poem written when he was 89 that I thought spoke to this, this mystery of what, who we are, what our lives are. So I read that poem. It's called In a Parish.
Can you read it for us?
Sure. Were I not frail and half broken inside, I wouldn't be thinking of them who are, like me, half broken inside. I would not climb the cemetery hill by the church to get rid of my self-pity. Crazy Sophies, Michaels who lose every battle, self-destructive Agathas lie under crosses with their dates of birth and death. And who is going to express them, their mumblings, weepings, hopes, tears of humiliation, in hospital muck and the smell of urine, with their weak and contorted limbs and eternity close by? Improper, indecent, like a dollhouse crushed by wheels, like an elephant trampling a beetle, an ocean drowning an island. Our stupidity and childishness do nothing to fit us for the sobriety of last things. They had no time to grasp anything of their individual lives, any principium individuationis, nor do I grasp it. Yet what can I do, enclosed all my life in a nutshell, trying in vain to become something completely different from what I was? Thus we go down into the earth, my fellow parishioners, with the hope that the trumpet of judgment will call us by our names. Instead of eternity, greenness, and the movement of clouds, they rise then, thousands of Sophies, Michaels, Matthews, Marias, Agathas, Bartholomews, so that at last they know why and for what reason.
Robert Hass, reading the Czeslaw Milosz poem In a Parish, recorded in 2001, 10 days after 9/11. You can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Sherrock. Our engineer is Fred Snyder. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Sue Spolin directed the show. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bean Cooley. We'll close with this recording by bassist Charlie Hayden.